This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You know, we do a lot of public service things here on Baskin and Phelps, but none bigger than trying to educate you on what the quarterback situation will look like for the Browns. Could it be Trey Lance? Could it be Joe Flacco? Could it be Mac Jones? Who could it be? Daniel? I don't know. Justin Fields?
Who
Aaron
could it be?
Aaron Rodgers?
Who could it be?
Sam Darnold? I don't know. Who could it be? Who could it be? You tell me, Jeff, because we are going to play the game that everyone around Northeast Ohio is playing. Let's find us a quarterback.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Yeah.
How would you like to bring in a guy who has a starting quarterback record of 43 wins and 21 losses?
You're not selling me on that one, partner.
Of all the games this guy's played in, he has the 10th best winning percentage among quarterbacks all time. All time in NFL history.
What's his record again?
The 10th best winning percentage in all games that he's played. As a starting quarterback, he has the 17th best winning percentage in National Football League history. Starting quarterback record of 43 wins and 21 losses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a free agent and he's available. And Dan Menigan thinks he's good looking. He's 33-year-old Jimmy Garoppolo.
Handsome Jimmy.
Jimmy Garoppolo, 43-21 as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Now, you want some pros?
If you're driving around Northeast Ohio, please make sure you put the slick mode in there if you have that or anything.
Second round pick of the Patriots, 2014, as we know, backed up Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Was sitting there. Drafted out of Eastern Illinois, that quarterback factory.
Let me preface that. For this conversation, this has nothing to do with actual draft.
Traded to the Niners and then played six seasons in San Francisco and was pretty good. You know, had that 13-3 season, injured like crazy, as we know. He gets beat up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 years, not really too good. One in San Francisco, one in Vegas, where they signed him to go in and be the guy, and he didn't even last the year. Got cut, but you know, neither did his head coach.
Yeah, yeah.
And then last year was with the Rams and was suspended for two games. A performance-enhancing drug thing. He said, I just screwed up on the something or other, the coming back and the therapeutic drug thing, therapeutic use exemption. He just said, I screwed up. His quote, I mean, just messed up the TUE, really. I hate to joke about it, but just messed up the TUE when I first got to Las Vegas. And then, yeah, bad timing. So he was suspended for two games last year. Didn't play. Then the last game of the season came, Andy. They started him against Seattle. He went 27 of 41 for 334 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams did lose, but he spent a year in that Sean McVay finishing school for quarterbacks. He's a free agent. He's only 33. Won't turn 34 until the end of next season. If you're looking for that guy, that quarterback to come in and be that bridge guy, as everybody likes to say, mm-hmm. while you're developing Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders or mm-hmm. Jalen Milroe mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. Jackson Dart, Will Howard, whoever, and Kirk Cousins doesn't work out, how about Jimmy G? All he's going to cost you is some money.
Sure.
Again, we're not condoning anybody. We're not saying this is the guy.
Now, did I draft someone at two? If I drafted somebody at two, I'm more likely to do this. I could live with it. I could live with it. Could you live with it?
Yeah.
If this was 2019, he's
played some pretty good football, Andy.
If this was 2019, I'd be all in. But it's not. It's 2025. Sorry.
Even when he was with the Raiders and they stunk, he was 3-3 as a starter. Team went 8-9. Josh McDaniels. Remember he went there to be with Josh?
Yeah.
And then Josh got bounced, and then Antonio Pierce took over. Antonio Pierce decided, nah, this isn't working. And then he started playing Aiden O'Connell.
So he's got
Brian Hoyer was there.
He's got 17 starts since 2021.
Now a regular guest on the morning show.
Or it was a guest this morning.
Yeah.
All right. So you didn't give the warning on this entire segment.
We're not saying that they should sign Jimmy Garoppolo. What we're doing is giving you available quarterbacks and information on such guys, because they're going to sign one of these guys. I would assume, Andy, it's a guy like Cousins or Garoppolo or Carson Wentz, somebody who's been around for a while and can come in and play. Marcus Mariota, who we haven't talked about yet. I would assume it's going to be somebody like that and not somebody like Zach Wilson or Trey Lance, unless they get really creative and sign two of those guys, one from each category. But if you draft Shedeur Sanders, if you draft Cam Ward, could you not sign Jimmy G to come in and play for a while? Maybe to be the backup, maybe be the mentor? Or if you draft...
Is that the role he wants? What does he want to be right now?
Employed.
Okay.
That's what he wants to be.
If that's the role he wants and can give some...
Dude played one game last year. He wants a job. See, Carson Wentz, backup for Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. you know what he wants? A job.
You know, he is 4-2 in the playoffs, too.
Andy, Jimmy G is one of the winningest quarterbacks in National Football League history. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird. Like, when you first started talking, I was like, what is he talking about?
Current starters in the NFL. You got guys who are currently in the league right now, winning percentage of starting quarterbacks. I'm throwing out Tanner McKee because he went 1-0. Patrick Mahomes. And this is in order. Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniel, Jalen Hurts, Taysom Hill, Josh Allen, Jimmy Garoppolo.
You've laid out the foundation on this, okay? I always ask you this question. After you've given us the facts, Jeff Phelps, mm-hmm. just the facts.
Yep.
You're like the dragnet of quarterbacks.
Yep.
Do you want him?
No.
You wouldn't even take him in a backup role? Why wouldn't you want?
I think what you said, the question you asked a little while ago, I think is accurate. I don't know that he would want to be a backup. My guess is at the age of 33, he's thinking, I have one more chance at this. What team needs a guy who can come in and start a little bit?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, we could be a team that would want him to start for a little bit.
And see, here's the question.
But I don't know that he could win
the
job.
Because free agency happens before the draft, these guys might get Kirk Cousins. And what is that? Look at me. I'm going to Atlanta. I got a big contract. My wife's family is in Atlanta. We're going to raise the kids with the grandparents. This is going to be great. I'm going to be the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons for a really long time. Oh, wait a minute. You just drafted Michael Penix. And then it went south.
Yeah.
And it didn't really go south until he got hurt. But as Kirk Cousins said, you know, Minnesota never lied to me like Atlanta did. How's that for a nice big group warm hug?
That'll get you out of there, won't it?
Well, I think so.
Why didn't Miles just say the Browns lied to him?
I don't know.
Maybe he could have done that. Maybe people would have a different reaction to what's
going on. All-time record as a starting quarterback.
So there's
Jimmy
no way.
Garoppolo's 17th.
So forget
He's
about.
He's between Joe Theismann and Ben Roethlisberger and ahead of Johnny Unitas, Steve Young, Ken Stabler, John Elway, Dan Pastorini, Aaron Rodgers, and Bobby Lane.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love that.
If you knew he could come in here and not want to be a starter, would you be okay with him? Then would you be okay?
I wouldn't oppose the idea of Jimmy Garoppolo being the veteran quarterback that they signed here. There's one issue and one issue only.
I feel a little Flacco here.
Well, I think the biggest issue to me is health. And Dan mentioned it earlier. The guy gets injured a lot. You know, that's the thing. And, you know, since he had the big season in San Francisco where in 16 games he went 13-3.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was 2019. They were terrific.
They were.
And he was really good. And then the next year he played in 6 games. Then he came back and he played in 15 games. And then the next year he played in 11. And, you know, if Jimmy G had stayed healthy, he might still be the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. But he didn't.
I look at the numbers and I'm like, okay, well,
aren't they?
Let's say if they can't get, I'll just throw this.
It's not even quarterback numbers. It's this guy wins.
Yeah, can't you smell a little Flacco there? Can you smell a little Flacco?
I don't know that I want to, Andy.
I'm just saying. Couldn't you see that if you brought him in as a back? Although the question is what. You know, also, couldn't you see him, like, waiting to maybe get a starting job after somebody runs through two or three quarterbacks to start the season? And they need a starter.
If I'm him, I'm trying to get on a team. He already did the I'm sitting around for a year, but he did it employed with the Rams. If I'm him, I'm trying to go and find the one team that's left holding an open spot at the end of free agency or maybe even at the end of the draft. Maybe I don't sign until after the draft.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to hear the absolutely no way. Dan Menigan, would you want him?
Yep.
Oh, you would want him. I thought you were going to say no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I've always been a Jimmy Garoppolo believer. The only thing with him is you need to realize that if you get 10 games out of him.
You've done well. Yeah.
The dude gets hurt.
Andy, the guy can play, but he gets hurt.
He will throw some balls that will make your head spin and you'll make your head hurt, but he will throw other balls that will impress you.
Wouldn't you think if Jimmy G had been the starting quarterback of this team all year, just based on the way he played in one game? Apparently he was healthy last year, right? Played one game, played well, 334 passing yards. Don't you think the Browns wouldn't be sitting with the number 2 pick in the draft right now?
That's a good point.
Let's just say he was the starting quarterback all year, at least until he got hurt. So that's a guy. it's weird to me because there are so many quarterbacks out there who you could think of like, yeah, that might work for a little while. That might work for a little while. And I think he's one of those.
I'm there. If it works out, and he would be the guy that would bring it.
They're going to sign a guy who's going to make us think this, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. I think that's what their free agent veteran signing is going to be. It's going to be somebody who makes you think, okay, I can see that. And I think Jimmy G falls into that category.
I like Kirk Cousins better. Let's be honest. I just feel like that's a better fit at this point. But I mean,
he's older, but
yeah,
he's not as injury prone.
Well,
even though he's coming back.
If you're going to draft someone at two, how long do you need the guy for? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to talk about business. So, all right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more.
But if you don't draft somebody at two, this might be a guy who plays the entire year.
NFL pay per view, or at least stream per view. I don't know how that would fly. We're going to talk about that next. 216-474-0092, Baskin Phelps.